Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this very special episode of Rainbow Zeit.
Big Rainbow Bright fan?
Huge. I had that doll.
Did Rainbow Bright just have like the rainbow stocking, like leggings?
Yeah, rainbow leggings.
I just remember the legs look like that.
Rainbow, it was Gay Pride Parade, Pippi Longstocking.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she was dope as fuck.
Was Rainbow Bright an alien?
I don't know. She seemed to like kind of occupy that same sort of nether universe as the Care Bears, where it was like this magical parallel world where things live in clouds and ride on rainbows. I might not have ever watched Rainbow Bright. I think I just had the doll. Strawberry Shortcake, also from those days.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways.
Glad we got all that out of the way.
Yeah. Woo! Were you a He-Man, She-Ra? Anything in there?
Little He-Man, mostly Thundercats.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about what's trending. None of those things.
Yeah. Why are we talking?
So this Astros story.
Is there more coming out?
It is hard to make me give a shit about Major League Baseball. I get excited when the Dodgers are in the World Series or in the postseason because it's my city getting, you know.
It's your city.
It's dumping dopamine into everybody's brain. I like to be a part of.
Oh, yeah.
I like to get involved, get in the mix. I can't help but root for them, even when they're playing the Red Sox, who I used to be a fake supporter of. This story has done it, though, because it's cheating on like a, I don't know, it's next level shit. It's the sort of cheating that you see in high school classrooms, like in movies, you know?
What do you mean, like how to cheat it on a test?
Yeah, like it's very elaborate. Like there are buzzers involved. Like they were wearing buzzers.
Is that new piece of this story that's
I don't know. My
I just
friend
heard about
follows
the trash can banging.
Right.
There's all kinds of, I mean, I guess it was the signals were being transmitted in so many ways. I'm just like, oh, sure, buzzers too.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things where they were performing so above like how they statistically should have been performing.
Yeah, well, especially when you compare their offensive output home and away.
Yeah.
Like they were batting in like the low 200s away from home, and then when they were at home, they were like in the 280s.
But yeah, so basically hitting is way easier when you know what pitch is coming to you, which is why pitchers you know, a really good pitcher will be able to hide what pitch they're throwing. There's off-speed pitches where the whole idea is you're throwing a pitch that looks like it's going to come at you at 100 miles per hour, and it like comes in at 50, and like the person's already swung and gone back to the dugout and just felt really bad about themselves.
Broke their bat, yeah. Made a new bat out of wood.
It hits the catcher's mitt. So, yeah, the Astros were stealing those signs with a camera and then transmitting them to the batters via various methods. And it turns out, like, one of them is putting, like, buzzers on the people's skin to be like, yo, this is what's coming.
Just cheat it up, baby.
So this came out, like, weeks ago that it had happened, and it kind of sat there for a little while where I was just like, holy shit. Like, that changes everything, because I remember, like I was saying, you know, the Dodgers were playing against them in a couple World Series. Was it? No, it was just the one against the Astros. And then the next year against the Red Sox, both of whom have had to fire their managers.
Yeah, because Alex Cora was a coach on the Astros in 2017, then was the manager of the Red Sox in 2018.
Presumably the Red Sox are now looking and they're like, oh shit, maybe there was something.
Well, they're being investigated too also.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think they've released the findings yet, but
yeah.
I'm sure there's something there.
Yeah, so both of those, the Dodgers were just getting, and I've watched both of those World Series. Those are the only World Series I've watched in the last 30 years. And they were among the more frustrating sporting experiences to watch.
They were heartbreaking.
It just never, it was like the Dodgers would play out of their mind and like have these games where they were just hitting incredibly. And then the Astros would always somehow just like hit out of their minds. Like it was just, it was, they were performing so far above like how they should have been performing.
But they were a good team. I mean, that's the thing. It's like they just had this added benefit.
Well,
of the
were cheating. They? I mean, they've been cheating like this the whole time.
I don't know. I mean, that's where I'm just like, look, it's not like suddenly the Dodgers are going to be named the champions of those World Series. So I'm just like, oh, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my face. Right. But now Carlos Beltran, he's trending because he was playing on that Astros team and was the manager of the Mets, and now no more.
Yeah. Basically, everyone involved is getting fired because they're like, you're tainted. That's the whole thing, man. Like, you can't. This does make me, as a skeptical, an agnostic Patriots fan, I've long had the question.
Uh-oh.
How, like, it just seems statistically...
Right, and like, is there something going on?
Yeah,
there?
What? How do they keep winning?
Well, I mean, they definitely been caught with their hand in all manners of jars. So I'm sure there's.
I'm more
is
interested.
That the tip of the iceberg?
Yeah, like somebody needs to do just like a deep dive. I will just be interested to see how they pulled it off.
Bill Belichick is a time traveler.
Yeah,
who already knows the outcomes of everything.
I mean, they like all these little advantages they gave themselves, like kind of some sign stealing ahead of the thing, kind of a. The slightly deflated balls. I know Patriots fans are going to get real mad about me bringing those up, because, and especially as somebody who claims to be a Patriots fan. But it just seems like, I don't know. Watching the Patriots, I've just been like, how do they keep pulling this shit off? Like, it kind of has the same feel as watching those Astros, where it's just like, all the little things that could go either way just seem to go their way.
It could be just, you know, Christ's love.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. Yeah.
I think it's good to be skeptical, because we've seen in a majority of professional sports, there's fuckery going on all over the place.
Yeah.
It's just only, you know, we only get little peaks of it here and there.
Yeah. All right. So that is your sports talk.
Boom.
This has been the Mad Dog.
Isn't there more? Are you talking about OBJ getting?
Oh yeah, we have more sports talk, and we're back with the Mad Dog.
What's up? Roof, roof. Arr, arr.
Is that the sports guy from Frasier?
Oh, I don't know. Didn't watch it.
Come on, bro.
Sorry.
Show on TV.
Not enough people of color on it.
OBJ was arrested for smacking a police officer's ass.
Which, was it like a locker room? Like, yeah, man, here we go.
While celebrating LSU's championship win.
How did it happen? Like on the sidelines in the locker room or something?
I think it was afterward. What was it in the stadium?
Oh, in the locker room. Just a little locker room butt slap.
I mean, I don't know. This seems very homophobic to me.
Well, or, you know, you don't want a black man putting their hands on a police officer. I don't know.
Yeah.
He went to LSU, right? That's why he was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
Man, there's still those. You ever see those videos of him catching a kickoff, like practice kickoffs with one hand?
No.
Oh, you got to watch those. Those are incredible. This dude is just, he like snatches them out of the air. It's like, I would be glad to be smacked on the ass by that dude just to get some closer look at what his hands, how they operate.
The way, in this video clip, OBJ is like looking at the cop's ass. He's like, should I slap his ass? And then he's like, yeah, fuck it, I'm going to smack his ass.
Oh, really?
You can tell he's like, do I? Okay.
Shout out to him. Hope he gets out of this.
Yeah. Well,
dumb shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet if Robert Kraft did it, it'd be a lot different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Christopher Tolkien.
Yeah.
The son.
The third son.
The third son of J.R.R.
has passed away. And I was like, oh, damn.
Oh, no. What happened
to him?
Who
is this dude? And I looked. He was 95 years old.
We are.
And I just realized, that's right. Like, Tolkien was born in 1892.
That's wild.
In my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think just because more like with Lord of the Rings re-entering our consciousness in the turn of the turn of the century.
Right.
That I'm like, yeah, right, Tolkien, that guy who wrote those books in the 60s.
That's right.
And then I'm like, wait, son's 95.
When did the original books come out? When did the original Ridge Tridge come out?
The Hobbit came out in, I'm looking right now, 1937.
37.
Yeah.
So it was around like World War II shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then The Lord of the Rings came out in 1954.
Okay.
Okay, so it's kind of like the 60s. But either way, my man is born in 1892.
Aaliyah is trending because it is her birthday.
How old is she? How old would she have been if she was here physically?
I feel like she was about my age.
Yeah, your age?
Yeah.
She
39?
No, 79. So she would be 41.
41, yeah.
Oh, man. I remember
to her.
I was with my grandparents at a timeshare when the news came out, and I was just like, I was trying to explain to my grandparents who Aaliyah was like already too much, and I was like, just let me be emo.
Right.
I loved her.
Yeah. Who did not have a crush on Aaliyah? Like, that she was the best.
Now I wear Tommy Hilfiger underwear with my waistband showing all the time in honor of her.
And those like songs that she had. What's the if at first you don't succeed, try again?
Touch yourself off and try.
They're like
again.
Those songs that, like, at the time I was like, oh, this is just a fun pop song. But now, like, I hear them again and I'm like, man, this holds the fuck.
It's been a long
up.
time. Shouldn't have left you.
So good.
Without
still.
A dope beat to step to.
And then McSally is trending. Martha McSally.
Because she came at
CNN Journal.
Manu Raju.
Yeah.
Because he had, oh my God, this asshole journalist bothered to ask her a question, which was basically something to the effect of like, hey, are you going to consider some of this evidence that came out? What do you think about this stuff? And she just went into, you're a liberal hack. I'm not going to talk to you.
So
that seems like a very measured response to a reasonable question.
Yeah. Are you going to consider this evidence?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what the hell kind of liberal hack shit is that?
What are you, a fucking liberal hack?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
A leading gotcha shit is that?
Is it CNN? Right. Well, wait. Yeah, you are with CNN. Right. Manu Raju.
But yeah, so she is up for re-election. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And is not looking good for her?
I mean, it's not looking good for most people, especially in a state like Arizona that's like purple-ish.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like she's like in a pure red state, like with, and you can just yawn her way through November.
Right.
She's definitely
in
got
what used to be a pure red state that is now.
And, well, we'll see though. We shall see.
Yeah. So those are some of the things that are trending.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are having a great Friday and that you have a great, safe, long weekend.
Cause this comes out later today.
Hope you guys are having a great Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready.
You like that tickled you, huh? Thursday?
Wow.
Hey, Thursday.
No, you can keep the part where I thought it was Friday. That's where I am. I'm just, it's all a blur at this point.
Do you think the wheels are going to come off eventually from us doing two shows a day?
Do I think they're going to come
off? Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You've seen me.
Yeah, your shirt is off by two buttons the way you buttoned it. Like the collar's real high on the right side.
My arm isn't even in one of the sleeves.
It's like you punched a hole through the armpit.
All right, guys. Hope you guys have a great Thursday.
Thursday.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
We're almost to Friday. You got a great episode coming tomorrow. Full episode. And we'll talk to you again then. Have a great night. Bye. We miss you.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.